Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for August the 10th, 2025. Well, after yesterday, I got this other email on the same day from Claire in Montgomery, Alabama. Wow, Montgomery, Alabama. I don't think I've ever gotten anything from there. I remember it historically, but when I was a kid, but it's interesting how the Deep South arises here. Anyway, Claire asked this question: what good, now get this, what good is good in this world anymore? It seems that anything that is good does not last long, as you say. Why should we do good, Claire? Now, I, not to be a chauvinist pig that everybody thinks I am, but if you start to look at this question, it is one that a woman would ask very, very bluntly, right up front, because she lives from her DNA, which is her means for survival. And of course, this is, a difficult thing. Men work from their DNA, and how that translates to them is in the power to overcome their enemy and survive that way. We men and women both have this. So I want you to understand where this question is coming from, because it's part of the answer. It's the DNA to survive. And Claire wouldn't maybe understand this, and she didn't put it in her email, so I'm sure she doesn't. What good does good do in this world? It is kind of like water in the desert, isn't it? You pour a glass of water in the hot desert sands, and it just evaporates, and I understand that. Claire, I've been doing this for a long, long time, and I understand the nature of your question. Sometimes when I go to hospice or I do something for the kids with the BATMO project, or I do something for my students, I do a lot of things to help them, and they don't get it. They would never do what I do. They would never give the way I give. They want to be a part of what I do in a way so they can observe it, watch it, and they think if they're in the vicinity of when I'm doing something, what they would think of as magnanimous, that they're a part of it. They like watching it like watching a TV program. They would never do it, but they like watching it. It's kind of fun. And that's the way they think. Now, you have to understand, Claire, we are programmed by our DNA, our biology. You need to read Robert Sapolsky, Behave, or better yet, Determined. That will help you understand the biology of it all. But let me say this to you. We've had many great and beautiful people come into this world, men and women. And these people have done some amazing things. They have been generous and kind and thorough in their goodness. And what did it mean? Well, one thing it means, the first thing, is that as you give, so shall you receive. It is that thing of building a sense of virtue in your life. And virtue is very important, very important. I cannot say this enough to you, to develop a sense of virtue where life does not bounce off of you and you turn into a monster because everybody else is. You have your own distinct way of living. No, this goodness that I speak of is something that is called virtue. And this is what Lao Tzu taught in the Tao Te Ching. It is a very important thing to have within you because it becomes the means and the mechanism for how you and I operate in this world. Now, the old saying that is one of Gregory Penn's Four Noble Truths, no good deed goes unpunished in this world, and it is true, does not make me feel like I shouldn't be doing kind and compassionate things. This goodness that lives within us has to be developed. It has to be cultivated, like our hate was, like our fear was, like our anger was. It must be cultivated. And the way it is cultivated, in my experience, is that you do as much good as you can without the idea of being rewarded for your goodness. Now, when you can understand what that means, when you can truly understand the depth of what that means, that is when you come into a very significant moment in your life. In this moment is the goodness of your nature, and after a while, that overtakes you. And the things that you see in the world that ain't so good don't bother you. You see them for what they are. You see how they arose. You do what you can to help, but you don't take it on like everything should be perfect. Everything in this world should be good. There will always be wars and rumors of wars. There will always be the poor, as Jesus taught. And we have to understand the world that we are in. What is it that made it possible for me to be in this world? That, Claire, is the real question. Not what good does it do to do good in a world like this, but wait a minute. What is it in me that made this possible? How did I arrive at this? How did this occur within my life? That I came into a world, I incarnated into a world such as this one. I'm not here to change the world, nor was Jesus, Buddha, Lao Tzu, none of them. And I'm not comparing myself to them. I'm just telling you, that's the way it is. This is the world you and I are in. Now, how do we free ourselves of this? Well, we do it by living separate from the collective unconscious, not living as and in this pool, a cesspool of stupidity, selfishness, and pride. And we start working on ourselves. We start to see what the problem is. I am the problem. I am a part of this whole earthly experience. Now, the question is, am I going to stay in this? And emotion and passion and all that other stuff that we all like to get involved in as a sport, as entertainment, as self-righteousness, we have to let that go. If my good is only as good as what is going on in the world, is tempered by right, wrong, moralism, maybe some sort of religious belief, then I'm doomed, because that's where all the hatred is going to be. We promote our own hatred. So what's it going to be for you, my dear? Are you going to live your life in accord with what everybody else thinks, how people think, the way they believe? Are you going to live in the logic and the reasoning of ignorance to the state of spirituality, of the state of mysticism, and enter into the world as anybody else did without any really deeper cause other than self-righteousness? Is that what it's going to be all about? I have to ask myself that. And when I am faced with doing something that I'd rather not do because it doesn't seem quote unquote right, am I going to do it? And if I am going to criticize another person for whatever they did that I think is wrong, am I really that righteous? Am I really that perfect? What is it about me that brought me into this world? That's what your question should be. And nobody ever asked me that, ever. In all my 50-some years of being a teacher, nobody asked that question. But that's the one that needs to be considered. What is it about me that brought me to this earthly plane where killing and maiming and ugliness prevail? That's a real important thing to think about, and I hope you do in your own way. Claire, thank you for your question. I hope I helped you, and if I can further help you, always know you can contact me. I sent you my contact info. Anyway, I'm done for the week. Be back on the air next week with some more questions. If you have questions, you can always write me at greg at Aspire, aspire.org. Have a beautiful weekend, and please forgive me, eh? Namaste.